bloody year. Oh, I'm so glad you came in. I'm so depressed. I've just been to the most heavenly concert. You know how miserable music makes me. The artist in me, I suppose. Crying for expression. I absolutely suffered. I wish you'd been there. Madame Flatone was a soloist. You know, she's sung all over Europe by special request. Yes. She's done Europe. Now she's come over to America. When she came bouncing on the stage, I thought I'd collapse. You remember Nellie Brady, who used to sit next to you in school. Her mother took in walking, and her sister Fanny, well, my dear. I'm not one to repeat gossip, but they do say that Fanny, oh, yes, oh, you knew about her, oh, yes, the cover, well, my dear, Madame Flatone is nobody on earth but our old friend Nellie Brady, but such a shame. And the dress she had on, not so much on as off. One narrow strip of black velvet between her and the inevitable, and her jewels, my dear. She was all lit up like the night fall election. She had a rope of pearls on the city's mothball. Don't ask me where she got them. Well, I wouldn't say that, dear, although I did hear that when she sang abroad, the king of Switzerland was most offended. He thought of the yodel, and she introduced him to the Swiss cattle song from William Carroll, which was screeching all about a wandering goat calling to his mate with two flutes. Well, Nellie yodeled for a full minute without coming up for air. She's a novice. Her voice? Well, personally, I didn't care for it. But her gestures are good. Her pedicure was unusual, and I've never heard a more thrilling pizzicato. But frankly, I didn't like her upper register. My dear, that reminds me. Two awful men sat behind me, and they were discussing her voice, and one of them remarked, register. The only register she's got is a cash register. My dear, they were most annoying. Nellie sang that lovely, lovely thing of Chopin's songs my mother taught me. When she got to the room, that dreadful man said, her mother was a down bad teacher. My dear, I just turned around and gave him one look. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. Madame Flatone is a narcissist. She will go far. He said, stop her if you can. She's gone far enough. When I think of what those poor singers had to go through with, I'm glad I gave up my career. Oh, my dear, yes. If I hadn't married Arthur, I'd hate to tell you where I'd be today. Oh, I don't mean what you mean. No, a singer, I mean. Why, when I was Nellie Brady days, she had the same waist and bust measurement. And look where she is today. Only last year, I had the most flattering offer to go into opera to play Marguerite in Faust. But I was respected. Why? Well, our family has always been respected. And Marguerite, I know, dear. She didn't know the world, but one must draw the line somewhere. I did jack off the dual song, The Odd Fellow's Benefit. No, dear, I didn't do the whole opera. Most of Faust is not suitable for a mixed crowd. After the concert, the imperial potentate said to Arthur, my dear sir, it's a crime you don't allow your wife to express herself. And Arthur said, whenever she feels the urge to express herself, she can burst into chicken and fry eggs. Oh, my dear, I was crushed for days. You're right, Ethel. Men are brutes, all of them brutes. But do we love them? I know that we do. Oh, don't run away, what? Your baby has a whooping cough. Oh, my dear, it's catchy. Hurry along, Ethel. Goodbye.